2 Samuel, chapter 6. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose, and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts who dwells between the cherubim. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Zabiah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab which was at Zabiah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps, and on psalteries, and on tambourines, and on castanets, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his irreverence, and there he died by the ark of God. And David was angry, because the Lord had made an outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and said, "How shall the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not remove the ark of the Lord unto him into the city of David, but David carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom, and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that pertains unto him, because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom unto the city of David with gladness. And it was so, that when they that bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed oxen and fatlings. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal Saul's daughter looked through a window, and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord, and set it in its place, in the midst of the tabernacle that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And as soon as David had made an end of offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And he distributed among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, both to the women and to the men, to every one a loaf of bread, and a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed every one to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal the daughter of Saul came out to meet David, and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." And David said unto Michal, "It was before the Lord, who chose me before your father, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I make merry before the Lord. And I will yet be more contemptible than this, and will be abased in my own sight, and of the maidservants whom you have spoken, of them shall I be held in honor." Therefore Michal the daughter of Saul had no child unto the day of her death.